Sir Barristan Selmy chuckled with him. Even Eddard Stark managed a smile. Always, though, the graver thoughts crept in. He could not help taking note of the two squires. Handsome boys, fair and well-made. One was Sansa's age, with long golden curls, the other perhaps 15, sandy-haired, with a wisp of a moustache and the emerald-green eyes of the queen.
"I wish I could be there to see Sanagar's face," Robert said. "I hope he'll have the wit to send them to someone else. We ought to keep them running all day."
"Those boys," Ned asked him, "Lannisters?" Robert nodded, wiping tears from his eyes.
"Cousins, sons of Lord Tywin's brother. One of the dead ones, or perhaps the live one. Not that I come to think of it. I don't recall. My wife comes from a very large family, Ned."
A very ambitious family, Ned thought. He had nothing against the squires, but it troubled him to see Robert surrounded by the Queen's kin, waking and sleeping. The Lannister appetite for offices and honours seemed to know no bounds. "The talk is you and the Queen had angry words last night." The mirth curdled on Robert's face.
"The woman tried to forbid me to fight in the melee. She's sulking in the castle now, damn her. Your sister would never shame me like that."